to talk very briefly. I just want to thank you, Dave and Brahman, for being honest about where many of us are. And one of the things that I'm very aware of is that we are, as the Lincoln Z statement says, we're a multicultural nation nestled in the grace of a bicultural partnership. And we need to celebrate our mutually exclusive cultural partnership, a full and open union that supports and releases our unique distinctions expressed in a loving relationship. I was talking with our daughter this morning. I'm gonna can most of my notes today. We'll forget my PowerPoint too, Scotty. I was talking with my daughter this morning, who was part of Te Rotini Church, which is up in Hamilton. And in that church, there were peoples of different nationalities. And because she was saying, one of her friends who's from Korea, he said because he wasn't Māori, because he wasn't Pākehā, he just didn't fit. And I think it's really important to understand that the basis for this country, the basis of the partnership that was written into our founding document, and this is why we don't have real candles. Because of me. For those of you watching live stream, this is a family show. But I'm just very aware, looking around the room, I've got friends here and some new people that I'm just getting to know. People from Fiji. People from South Africa. People who are tangata whenua. People whose ancestors were from Poland, from Hong Kong, married into the Greek whānau. People from India. And myself, an immigrant who was born in Washington, D.C., who had a teddy bear named Donald, but they're not related. I'm very aware that as tauiwi, as foreigners, we are all here because of a treaty, because of an agreement to partner, to protect, to value. In not too distant future, we're going to put our whakatauki. Does anyone remember our whakatauki? Nā. Okay. Naku te raurau. Nau te raurau. Ka ora ai te iwi. With my basket and your basket, the people will thrive. One of the things that Christ has done for us is presented us an idea, a big idea, a meta-narrative, if you like, that has been woven through history. The threads have gone through history where there's an embracing of God, there's a release of his blessing. We're going to put that up in a number of the different dialects, including a pidgin from the Pacific Islands. We're going to put that on our wall so that when people come in, there's a representation of what we believe, that as we contribute together, as we bring the things that make us distinctive as human beings, under the blood of Jesus, we are made one people. We read that in Ephesians chapter 2, and I just think that's such a wonderful thing. Now, because I'm going free flow, here, I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures just to keep us in the crease here. The why we do it is really important, and I've produced a document which, if you'd like to, it's just right by the offering box on that little table there, and it was something that I shared with our leadership team, because the why is really important, isn't it? Why we do something is more important than just doing it, I believe. And so why we come together today is because there's something that happens. There's a dynamic that's released as we gather as God's people and with under one God and one banner, if you like, of Jesus Christ. As we do that, there's something released that is more powerful than if it was just one person. We read that scripture that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. There's an exponential release of different of God's glory, of God's blessing, of God's power as we come together in unity. And that's something beautiful. But what I discovered in my personal journey was that as an American in the 1990s, it wasn't a very popular thing to be. It was the anti-nuclear stage. Everything was going stuff. And heck, I'm half Kiwi anyway, right? My mother was born here. But I felt this part of me that was not good enough. But it was as I came in contact with people who were speaking about whakapapa, people who were valuing the where you came from as being part of who you are. And that was on Oawai Morai in 1991. It was at that stage that I began a journey of healing and restoration of the two parts of me, if you like, the American part and the New Zealand part. And then from that point, I became understanding that probably I call myself Māori on the inside, but white on the outside. You know, there's something about the beauty in Te Ao Māori. Now, of course, there's some horrible things in that culture, aren't there? But then there's some horrible things in our culture, every culture. There's no one that is without sin, not one. There's no ideal except under the banner of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we portray him as something other than who he truly is. But I began to learn. And so the why we do what we do, you say, well, why do you as a middle-aged white Pākehā, notice I said middle-aged, getting on the upper of the scale, but, you know, white guy, why do I do that? It's because I've come into an experience that has gathered me into something that I can see in the Bible pages. We see in the beginning, in the book of Genesis even, there was a time when all nations spoke one language, and because they started to build edifices for themselves and wanted to make a name for themselves, God disturbed things. He scattered people all over the globe. And there's been people that we know who have come from other nations. In the 1200s, the first Polynesian migration took place. And most of us, our parents and forebears came after that, didn't they? Mine in the early 1900s. Some of you possibly in the mid to late 1800s. And yet, because of what God had planned for this nation was a picture of reconciliation that two can become one. We read about that, and I'm going to read that to you. A few little scriptures in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 1. For he chose us in him, this is verse 4, before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Isn't that wonderful? God has got such foresight that he knew this was going to happen. He knew us before we were born. That blows my very small brain. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of his sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which is purposed in Christ to be put into effect. It says, Christ in us, the hope of glory. In him we are chosen, it says. We're included in Christ. His incomparably great power for us works in us who believe. But this is the thing that started me on the journey, and I just want to remind us that this is part of our Christian heritage as much as it is of our heritage in Aotearoa, New Zealand. It says, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth. The word Gentiles, did you know that the word Gentiles in the Paipira Tapu, the Bible, the Māori Bible, is tauiwi, foreigners, you who are Gentiles. Looking around the room, we're a bunch of Gentiles, aren't we? We're tauiwi. You who are tauiwi, distinctive from the Jews, who the promises came from. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. We were once strangers. I think the King James mentions we were aliens. We were foreigners. We were distant. We were separate. It says, Jesus, for he himself is our peace, who has made the two one, has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulation. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace. And in this one body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. That's a beautiful thought. It's a powerful thought, isn't it? It says, you're no longer foreigners and aliens. You're no longer tauiwi. You're no longer manuhiri. But God's people, fellow citizens with God's people, and members of God's household. And I could read more, but the whole thought is that why we're doing what we do is that there's an understanding that we have, is that God is calling all people to himself through his son, Jesus Christ. As we get hold of that as a nation, we've got a foundation partner in tangata whenua, all us tauiwi. Now, we sometimes think we're the ones, because there's more of us, that call all the shots. But it was actually tangata whenua that included us in this partnership. I think I might leave it almost at that. One thought. Revelation 7. At the end of the day, what's the goal that God is working towards? In Revelation 9, John saw this beautiful vision. He says, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God. Ancient prophet said, as truly as I live, all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God and the glory of God. And as we, in our distinctiveness in cultures, as tauiwi, embraced through a treaty partnership, as we bring glory to God because of what Jesus has done in our lives, there's going to be a resounding joy in not only in heaven, but also in earth. I want to include you, and I want you to understand that there's part of what I was going to share this morning. And if you want to read a little bit more about some of the things that as a network of churches, we belong to a network of churches called Lincoln Z, I've written some of the key statements regarding that. If you'd like to pick them up and just have a read and think about them, they're by the offering box. On the other side too, you'll notice that there are several karakia, several prayers, if you like. One that is very familiar to us because we've been doing that each morning for most mornings on a Sunday. He onore, he kororia ki te atua, he maungarongo ki te whenua, he whakaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to all human beings. There's those words, there's other words. There's even a prayer that you can say before you have food, okay? So I want to encourage you, just pick one up, pop it in your pocket, have a read of it. Think about some of the thoughts that are on that piece of paper. It looks pretty boring, it's just words. But have a read of the words. Words are powerful, they paint a picture. They paint a picture of what can be. In the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was Jesus. So there might be people here who have heard something and want to know more, happy to have the conversation, happy to have that kōrero. Kōrero is that we can dialogue between one another. Wananga is that we can learn together. Feel free to come and talk to us about our journey. We're all on a journey, aren't we? But having said that, we're on this journey together. So can I ask the band to come up? They're going to sing one last song. Because that's what you do. After a speaker, there's a waiata. So we're going to sing one that's familiar with us. And thank you. Yes, I have. Just happened to have one. Here we go.